7, barometric pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. The Muslim world is very diverse, and also there's a scale of Muslims. What I mean by this is that you have Muslims who are really good, regardless of the madhab or the school of thought that they follow. And you have the vice versa of those Muslims who are really bad, and also, you know, regardless of the madhab that they follow. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is a book that deals with the Ja'fari school of thought in particular, but also trying to show that, you know, there is a place for coming together, for tolerance, for cooperation. It is a very small book, but it's a book that is worth reading. You know, it gives a good overview of the school of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, or as the author puts it, the Ja'fari school of thought. And also in this particular time of ours where there are so many interactions globally, and, you know, it's very easy for somebody to be misled by certain things they see on the internet or by certain things that some people say. This is a good reference to have by saying, okay, no, you know, one of the things that we should learn is that if we want to know something, we should go and ask the people who are following that particular sect or that particular school of thought. And we don't come with up. Rather, we should not make our own conclusions based on our own understanding of what we have read. No, go and ask. So, inshallah, in our next segment, we hope to introduce this book to our dear audience, and we hope that it will benefit them. So, inshallah, please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. So without further ado, the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is titled The Truth As It Is. This book was written by Ayatollah Sheikh Ja'far al-Hadi, Marhum Rahmatullah Alayh. Just a very brief explanation of who he was, that the Ayatollah was an expert in various Islamic sciences, and he has many books. And he has worked, you know, quite, you know, a long time with the Ahlul Bayt Wal Assembly and also their book council. He was born in the city of Karbala, Iraq, in the year 1946, and he passed away not too long ago, about a year or so ago, in December of 2020, in the holy city of Qom. So this book was published by the Ahlul Bayt Wal Assembly Publishing and Printing Center, which is in the city of Qom in the Islamic Republic of Iran. It was translated by Badr Shaheen, and it's a very small book. It is not very large. It contains, again, different, you know, parts and portions where a person can go and find out about the school of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam. And as the author writes, he says, the present book is a fresh breath for all of us by giving us a clear picture of the main doctrines and religious injunctions of the Ja'fariyya Imamite Shi'i or Shia, whose individuals live together with their brethren from the various Muslim sects. They are deeply concerned about maintaining the entity and dignity of Muslims and are ready to sacrifice everything for it. So this is what the book tries to do, as mentioned previously. It tries to, first of all, explain the Ja'fari school of thought. Again, very briefly, you know, it does not go into much detail. God, this is a baseless book like kind of bullet pointing the beliefs. And after that, it goes into saying that, okay, this is how we can tolerate and cooperate with, or our beliefs rather, regarding toleration, cooperation, and the other religious schools of thought. So inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be reading a section of this book for the benefit of our dear brothers and sisters. So inshallah, please stay tuned.
Sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past, but where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. The book that we have introduced in this program is titled Truth As It Is, written by the late marhum Sheikh Ayatollah Jafar Al-Hadi, rahmatullah alayh, and translated by Badr Shaheen, and printed by the Ahlul Bayt Wal Assembly in the city of Qom. So as mentioned, this book is an attempt to outline very briefly the beliefs of the Shia or the Ja'fari Shia. And the reason why the author may have mentioned the term Ja'fari, because we know in history there were many other Shi'i schools of thought, like the Ismailiyya or the Kaysaniyya and so on and so forth. So maybe that is why he mentioned the word Ja'fari there in particular. But anyway, the author, in continuing and in the very beginning in terms of this coexistence, and so he writes that when Islam dawned, peoples were so disunited that they ignored each other. Furthermore, they were involved in conflicting and wrangling against each other. With the spread of Islam among these peoples, ignorance of each other turned into mutual acquaintance, rivalry into cooperation, and disassociation into reciprocal relations. This change is one of the blessings of the monotheistic precepts of Islam, which was the prime motive of the emergence of a great united nation that introduced to the world a magnificent culture and protected its individuals from the evils of oppressors and tyrants, and succeeded to win the world's respect and become become the object of veneration in the eyes of all despots and arrogant rulers. This is written under the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the 49th chapter of the Holy Quran, the 13th verse, "We have made you tribes and families that you may know each other." So this is the author, and this is his attempt to kind of show unity by, first of all, explaining the beliefs of the Ja'fari Madhab, explaining the beliefs with regards to cooperation and so on. And then to say, okay, where can we unite? Where can we live as a people in peace and harmony? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firstly to send His mercy on the author who served Islam very diligently and very sincerely. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who benefit from his writings and who benefit Islam and who do read for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insha'Allah, until our next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.